Tropical Storm Elsa is sweeping along the coast of Cuba today. The storm, which killed at least three people in the Caribbean islands, is then expected to head to Florida, where a state of emergency has been declared in 15 counties, including Miami-Dade County, where that high-rise condominium collapsed. Jeff Huffman is director and chief meteorologist of the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Jane. Good afternoon.
Well, thank you. What are you seeing in general as you watch Elsa today?
Well, it's a tropical storm. It's not all put together like a hurricane. It's a bit disorganized, but it's certainly a strong tropical storm. It's on the upper end. It's moving across Cuba at the present time. And we have a lot of thunderstorm activity circling around it. It's certainly some tropical storm winds. And it's going to be moving over this island today. And that's we're going to learn a lot more about Elsa once it emerges on the other side of Cuba later tonight.
Well, tell us about the track. I know we're watching it closely. I mentioned the state of emergency now in effect in those 15 counties in Florida. What part of Florida is most at risk and what's the timeline here?
Well, beginning late tonight and early tomorrow morning, the Keys will likely see tropical storm conditions, tropical storm warnings in effect there, and those warnings do extend now up the west coast of Florida. We're looking at southwest Florida and west central Florida. So from Tampa to Sarasota, the Bradenton area, Fort Myers, Naples, and the Keys will take the brunt of Elsa, especially Tuesday into Tuesday night. With tropical storm winds, there's also a concern for some storm surge flooding, depending on the exact track, but we've got a storm surge watch up and down the coast. And there also may be enough wind to produce wind damage right along the coast. We're also going to keep an eye on those outer bands that could spread far inland across Florida and produce a tornado risk and some heavy rain with this tropical storm. Thankfully, it's moving swift enough that the rainfall won't be a significant widespread flooding concern, but with any tropical system, you can have some localized flooding.
Well, you mentioned all of it, the storm surge watch, the winds, the flooding. I mean, if you were to, put your money on this, what's the biggest concern out of Elsa?
Well, I encourage all Floridians, especially in the southwest part of the state there near Naples and Fort Myers, to certainly be checking in throughout the day today and tonight and early tomorrow morning. Because, Jane, when a storm crosses an island like Cuba, it can sometimes disrupt the circulation. And more often than not, it does weaken. But sometimes the storm could reorganize quickly because the waters between Key West and Cuba are very warm and the environmental conditions could allow for some strengthening. So we still have time to watch this and maybe make some sudden decisions if we need to in terms of preparing a little more. But right now, I think it's best for most Floridians to plan on riding this out inside and staying away from trees and power lines that might come down, especially near the coast with those stronger wind gusts. And if you're in a storm surge flood prone area, you may want to seek higher ground and listen to your local officials for any possible evacuation orders coming out later today.
Jeff, we've had several conversations with you, especially during the 2020 hurricane season, which was record breaking. Are you watching any other storms develop behind Elsa?
Thankfully, no, especially considering it's kind of hard to wrap your head around that we are pacing ahead of last year in terms of the number of storms at this time. But right now, no additional development expected in the Atlantic Basin over the next 5 days.
All right. Jeff Huffman is director and chief meteorologist for the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network. Jeff, thank you for your time. Good luck.
All right. Thank you.